Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, awesome set of readings today, right? I mean, no, really, really it is. If you think about it, start with Moses. There's this great story of a baby saved because he's meant for a special purpose. We know that Moses has some hidden promise in him. We know that he'll lead the Israelites out of Egypt and into Israel, into the promised lands. He'll help negotiate the plagues with the Pharaoh. He'll part the Red Sea. He'll put up with all of the complaints of the traveling Israelites, including getting lost. But he'll finally lead them to the place that they're meant to be by taking part in God's story the way he is meant to. But all we see at the beginning of this story, which is the beginning of the whole book of Exodus, is this little baby lost on a river, but with great promise somehow. It almost seems like it's a Harry Potter theme, you know? Harry Potter came second, but here's this baby who's born, and he's the one who's meant to be, to save us all, to turn the tides of the world the right direction. And I want you to know that we read these stories, that we meditate on these things, because this is true about you too, that you have something in you just like Moses did, some great potential waiting to be revealed, some great promise hidden away right now. How do I know? Because of the way the gospel's written today. The gospel is all about something hidden coming and being revealed suddenly. That's the theme for today. Remember, Jesus has been walking with his disciples. Last week he had this conversation with the Canaanite woman where the Canaanite woman, it almost seems like, convinces him that his message is for a larger group of people than originally he thought. They feed 5,000 people with 2 loaves and 5 fishes. Or is it 5 loaves and 2 fishes? I don't know. They're walking along. They're arguing. The Pharisees are there too. And they're having this sort of back and forth. And there's a lull in the conversation. And Jesus sort of, maybe shyly, I think you can imagine, says, "Oh, you know, what are people talking about? What do they say about me?" And the disciples start guessing. They say, "Well, some people say you might be inspired by God. And other people say that you might be sort of a representative of God. And still other people say God might have spoken to you. You might be spoken to by God." And then Simon gets it right. So many times in his life, Simon gets it wrong. But this one time, he really nails it. It's great. He says, no, you aren't speaking for God. I've seen prophets, and that's not what you're like. And you're not, God didn't just appear to you. I've seen John the Baptist, and that's not right either. You are God. You are God. It's amazing. You're God here. And Jesus, in response, changes Peter's life, changes Simon's life, by changing his name. If you notice, there's this theme in the Bible, whenever something really big happens, somebody's name gets changed, right? So think about it this way. I don't know if you recognize this joke, though. Do you hear it? Jesus chooses to be the leader of his church, this guy who can't swim, this guy who sinks like a rock, he calls Rock. Man, that didn't go well at the 8 either. In fact, Peter or Petrus is really just the Greek word for rock, so we could call Peter Rocky instead. That one went better. In the process, think about the theme. In the process of revealing Christ, something great about Peter is revealed as well. In the process of naming the holy, Peter's transformed, and he's prepared for the great thing that he has to do in his life. Exactly the way Moses is, except Moses' name doesn't change. I know, that's different. But Moses, born in this time of conflict, born in this time of oppression, Moses has this great potential hidden within him that something has to unlock. God has to come into his life somehow. And that, you know, that's a couple readings down the weeks, so I don't want to take the surprise away, but you know what happens. And we are part of that great plan of God's as well. That's what I have to say to you today. We have something in us that has great promise, but needs to be revealed in that same way. So our lives as the church are this great cycle. We show up, we name the holy, we say God is right here in the midst of us. And in doing that, in revealing God and God's promise, the promise of God in us is revealed, and we are transformed. So, the message today is easy. Go out into the world, knowing that, like Moses, God has great plans for you, and knowing that, like Peter, revealing God's presence will reveal something in you. Amen.